Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You've reached episode number 446, entitled Inside Checkout Summit, Reviving Human Connections in the WooCommerce and WordPress Community. It was published on Thursday, the 20th of November, 2025. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and some very short housekeeping. The first thing to say is Black Friday is upon us very, very soon. If you're in the WordPress space and you would like to find pretty much everything that's available on Black Friday in our space, head to wpbuilds.com/black. Currently, there are over 300 deals on that page. Once more, wpbuilds.com/black. You'll be able to search and filter all of the deals over there. And you might want to bookmark it and make it your one-stop shop. There are still a few available sponsored slots if you have a company and you would like to become pride of place on that page. Find the cards at the top and click on the button in one of the available cards, and we'll get you on there as soon as possible. If you enjoy the podcast and you would like to help us keep the lights on, I'm currently looking for some new sponsors. The best way to do that would be to reach out to me at WP Builds over on X, or you can find our contact form on wpbuilds.com/contact and give us a message. We'd love to see what we can do for you. We certainly have a thriving audience of dedicated WordPressers, and it's pretty large, and it may well boost the offering, the product, the service that you have. One of the sponsors who's been with us for a very long time is GoDaddy. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. You can find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, today we are talking all about a new event. It's happening next year. It's called Checkout Summit. And as you might imagine, it's to do with e-commerce. We're talking to Rodolfo Malogli, and he has put this event together for next year. And the idea really is born out of his sense that the WooCommerce community, perhaps the WordPress community more generally, has suffered from a sense of isolation, especially since remote work became the thing after COVID. AI, he feels, is not really helping. And so he wants to bring humans back together. So we talk a little bit about that, and then we get onto his event and the challenges of working remotely. Also, where it is, what you can expect. It sounds like it's basically going to be a nice venue with lots of holiday options as well because of the location and where it is in Palermo in Sicily. Looks really interesting. Hopefully, if you're into WooCommerce or WordPress more generally, this will help you foster some genuine connections, help you collaborate, and get yourself back in with the community in a lovely, relaxed environment. Check out the podcast. I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast by Rodolfo Malogli. Hello, Rodolfo.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. I was introduced to Rodolfo by a good friend of mine, Steve Burge from Publish Press. And he suggested to Rodolfo that the pair of us should have a chat. And so here we are. And the typical process that I have when I get into asking people to come on the podcast is I ask them to submit some show notes and fill out the forms and what have you. And there's something really interesting in what Rodolfo has written down in his show notes, and we will get to that in a moment. It's all about kind of bringing back humans. Those are the three words. Bring humans back is the sort of the metaphor going on, but it's being done through various different mechanisms. So before we get into the content in general, Rodolfo, do you just want to tell us a little bit about who you are? I know it's a really generic question, but, you know, who you are, what you do, how you're in the WordPress space, all of that good stuff.
Yes. Well, I'm actually an engineer. So before WordPress, I was running a different life back in Ireland. Then I was let go. And one day I said, oh, I'm just going to do websites. So that was back in 2011. So I started my own business. And since then, I've been basically working from my house. And no matter whether it was in Ireland, in the US for 1 year, or now back in Italy, and always been on my own, always freelancing. And over the years, I became a WooCommerce expert. So that's my kind of specialty. And, you know, now I would be, you know, quite a well-known person within the WooCommerce space, a little bit more in the WooCommerce space, a little less in the WordPress space. But I just enjoy going to, you know, meetups, and when there used to be meetups, WordCamps, and, you know, trying to spend as much time as possible with people. And that's because I've been working from my house for the last, 13, 14 years. And COVID didn't change anything from my routine. So
me neither. Yeah,
it was like, oh, that's exactly what I've been doing for the last few years. So getting out the house is actually a good thing whenever I can. Actually, I'm going to fly to Portugal this Friday for the WordPress Day for e-commerce 2025, which I think is
a
very good thing for WordPress. So they're kind of organizing these, you know, events on top of WordCamps and meetups. And it looks really interesting. I'm speaking there. So, you know, whenever I can, I just get out the house and go meet people, speak if I can, attend if I can, and try to be part of the community.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's really interesting. I appreciate that. And I'm going to read into the record the bits and pieces that you wrote in your introduction to me and this podcast. So we have this field, which is called podcast discussion subject. And I say, you know, what it is, what would you like to talk about? And the bit that's captured my attention is as follows, and I'll just read it verbatim if that's all right. So you've written, over the past few years, most of us in the WooCommerce world have lived behind screens, building, selling, teaching, and collaborating online. And just when things were starting to feel distant enough, AI made it even worse. We've automated, optimized, and outsourced so much that genuine human interaction is becoming rare. Lately, I felt a strong urge to bring humans back. Real conversations powered by humans, spontaneous ideas, the kind of energy you can't replicate via a chatbot. This is exactly why I rebranded and re-engineered Business Bloomer. We'll get into that in a moment. And also why I'm organizing Checkout Summit. I'll get into that in a moment as well. Both are my way of rehumanizing the WooCommerce ecosystem. Reconnecting developers, agencies, store owners, and product managers meet, talk, and learn from each other again. And there was a little bit more, but that's probably where I'll end it. So that really piqued my curiosity, because it's not really a subject that we talk about much on this podcast. We talk mainly about the thing, the product, the code, the plugin, the theme, the block, the event, what have you. But we never really get into this whole thing of, I'm going to sum it up in one word, isolation. And I'm guessing that's the reason that you've couched it in those terms. I'm presuming that there's some sense of that in your life. You feel like we've kind of staring at rectangular screens, either in our hand or sat on a desktop all day long. And it's entirely possible for us to become dislocated and unanchored from the real world. So there's not really a question there, but I'm just going to throw it back to you and say, tell us more about what you were thinking, this sort of bringing humans back.
I think that's the point I wanted to make. I mean, I have to say first that I'm a super flexible person. I lived in so many different places in my life. I spoke different languages. I traveled. I could live, you know, in the North Pole. I could live on Mars. I could speak Chinese if I wanted to. Like, I am super adaptable. So I don't feel like I am frustrated, or I feel I am on my own, or I actually feel very well in my room working by myself. And I'm super productive. Having said that, the last WooCommerce conference, so if we want to speak about WooCommerce, but it's the exact thing for WordPress in general, was like back in 2017 or 18. At the time, there was a thing called WooConf, so it was organized by WooCommerce, and then they did two or three of them, and it stopped for several reasons. Then COVID came, and basically the WooCommerce world since 2017, so we're talking about the last 8 years has been 100% online. There have been online conferences, and there have been office hours on Slack. Not many people hanging out at work camps. So I'm talking about WooCommerce. So pretty much we've been on our own from our rooms, building plugins and writing content, and, you know, designing websites, but we never had the chance to actually see each other. Like, it feels like in the community, and as an introvert, is even more so. We can extend that to the WordPress community. I tend to know those 5 or 6 people in person, but online I might know maybe 500, 1,000 people, but I never get to actually talk to them. I don't know what they look like. I don't know what they think about. I don't know about their hobbies. I don't know whether we could be friends or not. Like, I just know them because we Slack each other, or we message each other, or we tweet, or whatever we do. But I actually never get to meet people in person. And that's why I tend to, you know, go to work camps, and I used to organize meetups, and I'm trying to, you know, get more to, you know, get out of the house and try to look for communities, because I need that sort of human interaction, especially now that AI has both killed my business and my little interactions that I had. My business, because I am a blogger and have been basically relied on my blog posts for the last 10 years in order to bring me business and clients and customers. And on the other hand, also, now that you can chat to a bot and get a solution online, you don't need to, you know, send a tweet out any longer, or, you know, send a Slack message to someone either. So we're gone even worse in the last couple of years. So my idea is, right, let's go against AI if it's possible. Let's find some ways to rehumanize myself, rehumanize WooCommerce, rehumanize WordPress, rehumanize the community, which lately has been a little bit, you know, missing from in-person events. And I think we've seen CloudFest, we've seen LoopConf, we've seen PressConf, we've seen, I mean, so many independent conferences as well coming up in the last few months/years. I think that's a very great way of getting people to actually enjoy the time with other peers and learn something new.
Yeah, I've got quite a few bits to say to that. So the first one is that I think it's really curious, the industry that we live in. So I think many people listening to this podcast will go to an office, but there'll be probably more, I'm guessing, who will be working in some capacity in a distributed way, in a remote way. Maybe they're working from home, or they attend, you know, I don't know, a sort of co-working space or something like that. But there's a real capacity in our industry to be by yourself more or less all the time. You know, you may have family around you, what have you, but equally, if you don't, there's a real chance that you're going to be really isolated in the real sense of the word. Like, there is no other human being in close proximity to you. So there's that. You know, our industry definitely allows for that. You know, if I were to work in a different industry, let's say I am, I don't know, a bricklayer or something like that, every day I'm going to be confronting other people. I'm going to have conversations organically because of the nature of the work that I do, and the remote nature of our work allows for things to become isolated. So that was my first observation. The second one, which is really curious, and this is really curious, is that we want to hang out. Well, not everybody, but there's a significant proportion of people working in the WooCommerce and the WordPress space who want to socialize with the people who do the same kind of work as them. So they want to attend the conferences and they want to go to the talks. That's a given, right? But also they want to do the hallway bit. And I think there's something really unusual about that. Unusual in the best sense of the word. The fact that people who work on this open source project wish to hang out with each other. Now, I did a variety of different jobs prior to working in the WordPress space. And I can tell you that that didn't map. You know, when the clock got to 5 o'clock and it was time for me to go home, I was going home. You know, I was leaving the workspace behind me. I didn't necessarily want to hang out with those people. And so there's that, just this curious mixture of the desire to hang out with people who are like-minded. I have never been able to grasp why that is. I've tried and I don't understand it, but I'm very glad that that is a thing. So they're my first two observations. And the third one is about AI. And I'm completely with you. I think we're at the beginning of a real shift in what the internet is. And so the consumption of content via clicking, I don't know, on a search engine link, which then drives you to a website where you go and consume that content, comment on that content. I think we are definitely being pushed more and more into AI just giving us everything, the expectation that you don't need to go to a website because you get the answer straight away. So that promotes that isolation a little bit more. Okay, so there were my observations off the back of everything you said. Did you have anything you wanted to add based upon what I just said, or shall I move on to the events that you've got? Well, the events that you've got going on.
Yeah, I wanted to add when you said that at 5 p.m. you used to go home after a long day of work and you definitely didn't want to socialize with anyone and just get back doing your hobbies or whatever it was, or going for dinner at your own place. Like, I am the exact same. Like, I used to go to university here in Italy, well, Rome, when I used to live in Rome. And like, to me, university was like, you know, going to attend a lesson and then run back home and get out of the, whatever university as fast as I could. And when I used to be an employee of my engineering firm there in Ireland, like, you know, I used to work 9 to 5, like at 5:01, I was already at home. So yeah. I totally get that. I am the exact same. The difference, though, was that you spent hours with your coworkers at the place. So you already had the time to chat, or you already had the time to get bored, because that's also a thing. And then all you wanted to do was, you know, leave and go home. Now we're talking about working from home by yourself. And, you know, during those 4 super productive hours that I have in the morning, because then my kid comes back home and it's all over. You know, I don't want to chat to anyone. I don't want to waste time. I just want to get, you know, as much work done as possible. But then, like, you feel the need of saying, hold on, like, I did something new today. I wish, you know, I could talk to someone about this, or I wish I could, you know, talk to that person, which I know by looking on Twitter, LinkedIn, Slack, and everywhere, WordCamp TV, whatever it is, they are an expert, you know, of that topic. I wish I had the time to, you know, drop the phone or go somewhere and talk to them. We're talking about hanging out with people. And yes, the hallway tracks are probably the best place to meet the people that you want to meet, because they won't be listening at the, you know, they won't be at the talks because they're probably too generic. They won't be at the coffee because they don't drink coffee, but they will be talking in the hallway track. So there is a need, I think, for us WordPressers, if we want to call ourselves like that, to hang out. And, you know, WordCamp Europe, WordCamp US, WordCamp Asia, usually they're the 3 flagship events where you're definitely going to meet, you know, 3,000 people or whatever it is, and you're going to find someone. But to me, 3,000 people, and I mean, I keep going to WCEU every year, because I love it, because I'm from Europe, because I like to learn new things. But I keep talking to the same 10 people every year. Like I get too overwhelmed with 3,000 people, too many people. Like I need a break. Sometimes I go hide somewhere in the bathroom, or you know, I go outside for, I don't smoke, so but just go outside for a while. I'm talking about, yes, you should have something in person, but it shouldn't be overwhelming at the same time. So that's why I'm saying, you know, could be a meetup, could be a meeting, could be, you know, hanging out with 10 people, whatever it is, with 20, but not 3,000. That's too much for me. People love it. I mean, I know that, but I maybe don't.
yeah, it's kind of interesting. I think we've definitely, the gears have shifted in the UK, at least anyway. The events have sort of died off. There were lots and lots of meetups prior to COVID. They kind of went away because of COVID, you know, obviously. And then they, on the whole, didn't come back. There's maybe a little bit of a revival now, but it's much more muted than it was before. But you've taken matters into your own hands, and you've decided that, okay, if I've got these thoughts in my head and I want to hang out with like-minded people and I would like to talk about WooCommerce, well, I could wait until somebody else got on with it and organized an event, or I could just do it myself. And that is exactly what you've done. So at this point, I'm going to just mention Checkout Summit. Now, you've got the perfect URL for that event. It's checkoutsummit.com, as you'd imagine. Just, it's all as one word, checkoutsummit.com. Maybe go and check it out. Oh dear. But tell us a little bit about the event. Are you hoping to capture a global audience here? I can see that it's in Palermo in Italy. But what's on the menu? What was the thought behind it? Was it primarily just to get people in the room, or is there a real strong focus on education as well?
Great question, and possibly $1 million question. First of all, I am pretty well known in the community. We were talking about this at WCEU 2025. So we should be, you know, organizing a conference, or we're so looking forward for WooCommerce to get back into organizing its own conference. And I say, you know what, I'll do it first. You never know. Maybe WooCommerce would also get back into organizing their own conference, because they will see that there is lots of value into getting back into in-person meetings and conferences. So I said, I'll do it. That was June 2025, or in November. And I already sold 1/3 of the tickets. And basically today I'm announcing first few speakers and the headline sponsor. So this is something that I really wanted to do, that I've been talking about for the last X years. Like, you will find blog posts about me saying, let's get WooConf back. Please, WooCommerce, please do it. It's so needed. I organized it myself. It's in Palermo, because I live in Palermo, so it's easier for me to, you know, go and visit venues and, you know, set up the logistics and talk to the printing people. It's just easier. Also, it's nice. So you were asking what's on the menu for Checkout Summit. And on the menu, there is great food, first of all. We're okay, in Sicily, right? Sicily, Italy. So food is going to be great, hopefully. And but on top of that, I tried to put up a conference which is content first, because to me, WordCamps are not usually content first. So I wanted a few speakers, but great one. And I really want the 150 people who will be attending the conference to be at the talks, at all, and attend all of them. So I wanted to have, you know, a conference driven by content. And second, people first. So great content, great people. You put the two things together and it means that you're going to get amazing networking. You're going to get amazing connections. Why not partnerships? Why not acquisitions? And basically get 150 WooCommerce makers in the same room for a couple of days, while also relaxing, enjoying, having fun. Maybe go for a swim if the weather's nice, because there are swimming pools. And basically chat to each other for 48 hours and see what we can come up with. I've been dreaming about this for years, and this year I said, listen, I'm gonna try do this, and it's kind of real now, so I have to do it.
Yeah,
and that's
definitely real now.
We'll see if I survive by April next year.
We'll get into the nuts and the bolts of it, but I'll just tell everybody there's a few sort of UVP bits and pieces on the homepage there. So, for example, one thing people might be interested to know is that it's a single track event, so you won't be sort of caught up between, okay, I've got four different tracks that I need to worry about, which one do I need to think about? It's just one, so you know, if there's a speaker on, you know who that speaker is. 12 of them. So 12 talks are being given, lots of opportunity to network. And from the photos, at least, it looks almost like it's at a place where you would go on holiday. It's kind of like a beach resort,
which is,
you know, really lovely. I mean, if you go to the event and add a couple of days on at both ends, then that's all the better. But I have to ask, I know this has got nothing to do with WooCommerce, what's the weather normally like in April? So right. Late April, is that because my expectation is it would be warm in Sicily at that point, but not baking hot?
Yeah, see, it's 100% relative. On the homepage, there is actually a link to a blog post which says, check out Summit 2026 weather forecast.
Oh, I see.
Because
that.
I know that people like you would be asking what the weather like. Do I need to bring
winter jacket? Well, because you want to combine the two things, right? You want to have a holiday aspect to it. If I'm going to go to Sicily, wouldn't it be great to make use of that time to, I don't know, go to some historical buildings in my car? I love all that. So that would be, you know. So, yeah. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
So the weather forecast, it's late April 2026, usually for us Sicilians, well, I'm not from Sicily, I'm from Rome, but for us Italians, it would be in the low 20s.
Oh, Celsius. Just the best.
But low 20s, for us, we will be there wearing winter jackets. Right.
No, I'm in shorts and t-shirts and sandals.
There you go.
At this point.
So UK people and, you know, Central Europe people would actually enjoy that weather so much.
Yeah.
I also added a little sun icon in the top bar, hoping that the weather is going to be nice. I mean, you could get the odd, you know, shower, the odd rain, whatever, but overall it's going to be nice. It's not summer season yet, so the venue has a private beach as well. You won't be finding umbrellas and some beds and stuff because it's not open yet for the summer season, which usually it's late May for us. But you can definitely go for a walk on the beach. It should be nice and lovely. And the venue has got like three or four swimming pools as well and some, you know, soccer pitch, whatever, tennis court as well. So it's kind of a lovely venue where you would go on a holiday, as you said.
Yep.
With the family, like it's got three restaurants and big, but at the same time, it's not that overwhelmingly big, all right?
Yeah.
So it's got rooms and, you know, a spa, whatever. That's why I chose that place. First of all, because it's 13 minutes drive from the airport and 99% of the people will be flying to Sicily. So I'm expecting people from Australia, from, you know, West US, from North of Europe, and also now like Africa and India as well, which is amazing to me.
Yeah.
And so they will be flying from all over the world. And this is just the first few 50 attendees. There's still 100 to come. And I wanted to have a place which is close to the airport, which is easy to get to if you don't want to hire a car. And also where you could bring a plus one if you want to, and they could enjoy their time there. Basically a place to relax if you really want to. Because I find work camps, as I said earlier, sometimes overwhelming. I need a break. I need to get out of the venue for a walk or something on my own. And in here you have lots of space and, you know, you don't want to talk to anyone, just go to, you know, for a swim or for a walk on the beach, and should be nice.
You're living up to your motto of, you know, bringing humans back. You've put it in a holiday venue. I mean, it's music to my ears. This is exactly the sort of thing that I would love. You open the door, there's a swimming pool and a variety of restaurants and what have you. And I know that kind of feels like window dressing around the edge of the event. But for many people, that's kind of like the crux of it, really. You know, the event's the thing, they're going for the thing, but it's equally important, you know, in the weighing up of whether to attend or not, that might represent 50, 60, 70% of the decision. You know, what will it be like when I'm there during the bits when I'm not there? And obviously, you know, lots of networking and what have you, so the opportunity to really relax. And it's taking place in April. The specific dates are the 23rd to the 24th of April. It's in Palermo, Italy. Mm-hmm. You can Google map that and find out what have you. But what's the cost of the event? If we were to wish to buy a ticket, I don't know if the price is ramping up. On the website, it uses the word early bird, so I don't know if the price is going to change over time. But how much is it currently?
Yes, so early bird sold out. So I'm expecting 150 people. So I decided to sell the first 50 at a discounted rate, then the second batch at a convenient rate, and then the last batch will be a full price, which is going to be over 350 euros anyway.
Okay.
So that would be the premium offer, but early birds went out for 199. So overall, we're used to, you know, the 40, 50 euros for a work camp, which is heavily thanks to sponsorships and, you know, whatever it is, help from the foundation. So
yeah.
In this case, it's a little bit different. It's an event that I've been building on my own, that I've, you know, created myself. And the price point, still, I think it's affordable because the price includes basically lunch, dinner, drinks, 2 days of talks and networking, side events, the welcome party the day before, the day after, day out. If we are enough people, we could, you know, rent a bus and go around visiting historic places or whatever it is, because it's nice. I mean, once you come to Sicily, like, you might also want to get out of the venue and go visit someplace.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're into that sort of thing, they're nice. You know, there's a lovely beach just 10 minutes drive. Palermo City is like 20 minutes drive, so it's all close by, and lots of things to see and visit once you're there. And so I think, except for, you know, getting your flight and accommodation, all the rest, it's all inclusive. And also, I'm very proud of one thing that I decided to include, which is the inclusion fund. So basically, some sponsors are helping me by putting money into this fund. And this can help someone from underrepresented or for, you know, someone who couldn't afford the trip and the accommodation and the ticket to actually pay for the whole thing for them.
Nice.
And allow them to attend, because I believe that there are so many people who could benefit from the conference, but also who could add up to the quality of the event, but maybe they can't afford it, or maybe they don't feel comfortable in, you know, coming. And this is a way to, you know, get them, to motivate them to apply for the grant, for sponsors to put money into the fund, and hopefully to get them to Palermo in 2006. And
oh, nice.
It's a lovely thing.
So presumably at some point on the website, there will be materials that you can download or what have you to learn about how you may apply for that should you wish to attend, but don't feel that you qualify under the criteria that you're going to set. So we know that there's going to be 12 speakers. We've heard a little bit about the fact that there's sponsors. By the way, at the moment, we're recording this in early-ish, mid-November, let's say that. There are still some sponsorship opportunities. If you go to the main menu, you'll see there's a sponsors link. you'll be able to browse the available sponsorship options, which you may wish to avail yourself of if you've got a product or service in the WordPress space. And also tickets are available on there as well. Yeah, kind of a bit of a sidestep here, and you may just close this down right away. In the WordPress space, we have a bunch of rival kind of WooCommerces, if you like. There's quite a few different e-commerce solutions. There's three or four that I could mention off the bat, and I'm wondering, would this overlap in any way, or is this definitely just like a Woo thing, or could we more broadly encapsulate it as e-commerce, a WordPress e-commerce event?
That's an amazing question. On purpose, I didn't choose, WooCommerce Summit or whatever it was going to be. So it's Checkout Summit. This basically opens the door if we want to. I mean, if it goes well, no one is saying that in year two I couldn't have a Shopify truck or, you know, other WordPress e-commerce plugins truck. My take here, especially for the WordPress e-commerce plugins, Fluentcart, Shieldcart, NordCommerce, and you know, you name it, EasyCommerce, now there's another one as well. They're popping up like flowers in April, speaking of which.
Yeah.
And I believe the more e-commerce plugins we have within the WordPress ecosystem, and the better it is. If we want to compete against Shopify, WooCommerce alone is not enough. We need Fluentcart, we need Shieldcart, we need NordCommerce, we need EasyCommerce, we need everything that we have in the repo for free that can allow a single WordPress user to sell online. So I am super happy to see all these new plugins coming in. I have nothing against them. I don't think there is ever going to be overlap between them. It's just they're contributing to make WordPress a great e-commerce, a potentially great e-commerce system as well. So I am of the idea that we're not competing against each other within the WordPress ecosystem. All the ecosystem within WordPress is competing against Shopify, Magento, whatever it is, and other e-commerce software. So we are working together to make e-commerce better for WordPress. So I am not excluding, I'm not saying that at the conference we shouldn't have other WordPress plugins specifically about e-commerce. I'm not excluding we should also talk about Shopify. Why not? I mean, the concept of this conference to actually get out and meet people. I mean, 50% of the WooCommerce people are now developing for Shopify as well. So, I mean, we definitely need to cover that as well. I want to know why. I want to know, is it working? I want to know, did you change your mind, or did you do the right, was it the right choice? So we will be talking about Shopify as well. That's why the name is generic. That's why the name is about e-commerce in general. That's my take.
Yeah, that was a good idea, I think, with the benefit of hindsight. That might well have been the cleverest thing that you did, because, there's definitely, a rising tide carries all boats, and WooCommerce is successful, these other things will no doubt be successful. And there is more in the WordPress space in terms of e-commerce than just WooCommerce as well. So that's kind of interesting. Okay, on a more personal note, so you decided to do this event. I've done a few online events. I'm involved in an in-person event every month in London. And I know that they're never as easy to put on as they appear to be. You show up to these events and, oh, look, there's an event. It just kind of magically happened. Tell me about what you've learned. Is it more work, less work? Would you do it again if you had the chance? Just tell us your personal journey in terms of like the workload and what you've discovered on the way.
Yeah, see, I've been talking about organizing my own event for years and I never did it. And this year I said, I'm going to do it. And people wouldn't believe me. And I said, I'm crazy, but I'm going to try this. And now that I've tried it, I mean, we're not in April 2026 yet, but I've been working on it like nonstop since June, which was the day I decided to go ahead with it. But because I have more time available, and that's because my business has been killed by AI, I could concentrate on this. I could build a website on my own. I mean, it's not beautiful. I'm not a web designer, but I did it no matter what. And it sold one third of the ticket. So it doesn't really matter like the quality of the website. What matters is the objective, the goal of the conference. I have a big board here in my office with every possible thing that I need to look at in the next few weeks.
I'm sure it's a big board.
And I'm building in public, which is helping me a lot because, I've been doing this on my own, but I need to ask people, like, should I do one track or two tracks? Should it be a small event or a big event? And, you know, should sponsors be allowed to speak or not? So I've been basically doing polls on a daily basis on Twitter during July and August. Yeah. And I defined the conference based on the Twitter polls results. And I got lots of people to help with the organization in this way. But I'm still on my own. So it's tough. I work on it on a daily basis, on top of, you know, working on my business as well. But it's fun. And I have this hashtag on Twitter called Road to Checkout Summit. And on a daily basis, I share the findings or the achievements for that given day regarding the Checkout Summit conference. So today, for example, I have a speaker announcement to make, and, you know, the tweet will cover that. And I think if I Google days remaining to April the 23rd, it's 162. Yeah, that'll
fast get down into single digits.
Yes. So this also motivates me. The fact that I'm sharing daily things on Twitter motivates me to stay active, to never get bored about it, to don't get frustrated because, you know, I said, oh, that's what I achieved today. And people are kind of replying and saying, well done, very well done. And this is amazing. We're so happy. Definitely a thing we should be attending. So it's working also as a marketing thing, but mostly whatever I do is always for myself. So did I organize the conference because I needed to hang out with WooCommerce people? Yes, I did. So the fact that other people are buying tickets, it's amazing. Yeah. But this
That's
is
amazing.
Coming from my own need of getting back into human interaction, the sharing in public on social media still, that's motivating me to get work done and never to get bored. And, you know, whatever I do is always because I have a need and I try to fulfill it in some way. And it seems to be working.
Yeah, that's so nice. We've kind of hit the sweet spot for the amount of time available to us. I did say at the top of the show that we were going to talk about your Business Bloomer project. I think probably that's going to have to wait either for another episode or for the people to go into the show notes over on the website and click on the link over there. But it is businessbloomer.com. We can talk about that another time, perhaps. But Rodolfo, thank you so much for chatting to me today all about your Checkout Summit. Once more, I'll read it into the record. If you go to checkoutsummit.com, whether you're a sponsor or potentially a speaker for future events, maybe, you never know. Or if you are just looking to buy tickets, that is going to be your one-stop shop for doing that. And as we've discovered, Rodolfo is trying to bring humans back together so that they can collide and have interesting conversations and socialize and have a swim. Who knows? But thank you for putting the event on. Thank you for being one of the main glue, one of the people in the community that is being the glue to keep the whole thing together. Really appreciate it. So thank you for chatting to me today, Rodolfo.
Thanks so much, Nathan. As I said, doing these podcasts helps me a lot getting back to the, you know, to the topic of, you know, doing things so I can improve and I can motivate myself. And this is so refreshing.
We said before we hit the record button that just saying things out loud is just a, it's a great mechanism for aligning your own thoughts and realizing, oh, okay, yeah, there's that. I forgot to mention that and all of those kind of things. But thank you for chatting to me. It's been an absolute pleasure. And yeah, maybe we'll get you on the podcast after the event to see exactly how it went. Rodolfo, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, I hope that you enjoyed that. Very nice chatting to Rodolfo today. If you enjoyed that and you want to make some commentary, please go to wpbuilds.com, search for episode number 446 and leave us a comment there. We really do appreciate the actual comments on the website. That really certainly beats out posting things on social media. That would be most welcome. But yeah, if you've got anything to say about that, leave us a comment and we will get to it ASAP. Just before we go, a quick reminder that WP Builds has our Black Friday deals page, wpbuilds.com/black. You can advertise on that page for free. Click the add a deal button. And also if you want to sponsor it, there are some available slots at the top in the little cards. Use those as well. And hopefully it will corral your spending, give you some idea of what's going on in the WordPress space in the run-up to Black Friday. Okay, I'm going to fade in some cheesy music. Say stay safe. Have a good week. Bye-bye for now.